Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. With me today, I have two special guests. Mike Potter, who is the man behind the Mac Stock Conference. How are you, Mike?
I am doing great, Jeff. Thank you so much for having us on. And if I can, I'd like to really let you know I appreciate you drawing attention to small indie conferences this week.
Oh, sure. It's something that I'm very interested in. I think our listeners are interested in. And quite frankly, I just wanted to talk to all these people that are doing all this great stuff. So it's my show. I can get away with stuff like that. Also here, Barry Folk, who is the man that came up with the idea for the Midwest Barbecue. And if you're not familiar with that, don't worry, you will be soon. Barry, how are you?
Excellent, Jeff. Thank you for having me on. And it's a great opportunity to talk about what Mike and I are doing as part of the Mac community. So we're very excited to give some information today about what we've done last year, what we're going to do this year, and maybe a little bit into the future.
Sweet. All right. And also sweet, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Bushel. And Bushel, for those of you that don't know yet, is a really cool, very easy to use and inexpensive mobile device management platform, which actually sounds pretty scary, but it isn't. What it does is it lets you take all your iPhones and iPads and your Macs and then manage all of the settings for all those devices. You can even manage what apps are installed on them. You can include all the email settings for different accounts. And you can even go so far as to set wallpapers for devices and even restrict what types of passwords people can use on their devices. So you can force people to use strong are more secure passwords. It's a really cool platform that's set up so that you do it through a web interface. It's designed so that small businesses or big businesses, whatever, that have devices they need to manage, but just simply don't have the manpower to handle all of that or the budget for something like Apple's mobile device management platform. No big deal. That's why we have Bushel. You can manage three devices for free. Then any other devices after that, $2 a month per device. So it's really inexpensive. And you can do things like I did, which is work outside the box. So I have all the devices that I need to keep track of for everything that I do for Mac Observer. So that's a couple Macs, it's several iPads, iPod Touch, a couple iPhones. And then I started managing my parents' iPhones. And I did that because it's so much easier to make sure all the settings on their devices are correct, regardless of where I am, just by using Bushel. So it was a no-brainer for me to add their devices to my Bushel list. You do everything through a web interface, so there's no software that you need to install. Getting everything set up with the certificates and all that, they have an awesome walkthrough. It's as simple as it can possibly be. I absolutely love it. And I've been using Bushel for actually since my certificate was just about to expire. That means I've been using them for a year now. And I've been very happy the whole time. So you need to check them out. Bushel.com/TDO. Go there and sign up for your free account. And your first three devices are free. And when you use that URL, it lets the Bushel people know that you found them through this show, which is great because it's a warm, fuzzy feeling and everyone gets some validation. So go check that out, bushel.com/TDO. And thank you, Bushel, for being our sponsor. Okay.
So Jeff, I was going to throw in a quick comment for Bushel that they have excellent design interface. The user interface is one of the best I've seen for mobile device management, and that's the world I live in. So very good job that they've done there.
Oh, awesome. Okay. That's quite an endorsement. So cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then we need to talk about conferences. And the reason I wanted to have both of you here today is because we've seen a change in the conference world for Apple fans and Apple professionals. And that big change came because IDG decided to shut down Macworld Expo or to be fair, they said to put it on hiatus, but it really feels like a permanent hiatus. So we'll go ahead and say shut down. And then that left this kind of vacuum. And we've seen these other, what I'm calling boutique conferences popping up. And many of these were popping up before Macworld went away. So it was an interesting transition phase. And after Macworld ended, all of a sudden we have Mac stock. And so, Mike, I'm curious, what was it that possessed you to decide that this is something you needed to do?
Oh, boy. So MacStock's genesis actually goes back quite a few years. It's something that Barry and I actually sat down and discussed back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And what really happened is Barry came up with the idea for the Midwest Mac Barbecue in, when was it, Barry? January 2015, I think is when you...
Right around that time, right after that. I was crying over the fact there wouldn't be Macworld anymore.
Right. And as soon as I heard about the Midwest Mac Barbecue, I said, Barry, you know, this is really our opportunity to take this idea of MacStock that we had all those years ago and run with it. See what we can come up with. He had so many fantastic people coming out for the barbecue. I said, we can't let this opportunity slip through our fingers. And that's really kind of the genesis of where MacStock came from. And it is, as you kind of hinted at there, it's a community conference. You know, it's a conference that's really about the users. It's about this Apple community that we all belong to, and it's about educating. You know, it's about having these folks who are coming out, taking their time, spending the weekend, podcasters, almost all of them, podcasters we all know, coming out and sharing their knowledge with the folks who come out and attend MacStock. And it's really, based on MacStock 2015, it's really just a fantastically fun weekend.
Cool. Oh, okay. Now, on Monday, when I talked with Justin Esgar from Aces, he was telling me about his conference, which is very focused on the needs of Apple consultants from a business standpoint. And then on Tuesday, I was talking with Neil Ticton, who has been involved in more conferences than I can even count, and I can count pretty high. And so many of the things that I talked about with him were more specific focused conferences, you know, hitting narrow topics. And MacStock, right. Let's assume for a minute I have no idea what MacStock is. What's the focus of MacStock?
MacStock is really about getting people together and sharing varying. How do I say this? It's about sharing information from all aspects of being an Apple user. So, for example, we might have a talk on, in fact, we do have a talk, I should say, on using the iPad Pro as your daily computing device. All right.
Okay.
That's something that one of our speakers, Dave Ginsburg, is focused on. And that's the information that he's going to share with those who come to MacStock. But we also have talks on reclaiming your life with OmniFocus or using Macs in the enterprise. So we run the gamut anywhere from beginner topics, whether it's iOS or Mac focused, all the way up to more intermediate and advanced topics like virtualization in an enterprise environment. So we really do cover the whole range. And you're right, a lot of these independent or boutique conferences are focused on one thing, and a great number of them are focused on the developer. It's interesting to hear that Asus is on the consultant, which is actually an excellent focus for a conference. But we're a little bit more broad. We're a little bit more just community as a whole. And I guess a lot of that comes out of the fact that I've been doing my podcast for Mac Eyes Only for 10 years. And that podcast itself is not focused on any one topic. It's focused on the wide range of experiences that people have as Apple users.
Okay, so it sounds like the path that you decided to go down is one that's encompassing for a wider range of Apple users. So it's more of a community thing. And when you said community, that brought up a point for me that is something that I've been lamenting ever since the loss of Macworld, and that is that community. I mean, we have this online community where we can all interact through shows like this, or since we all know each other, phone calls, emails, texting, whatever. But then there's that face-to-face time that we got every year at Macworld, and that felt kind of like a reunion. And so, Barry, I think that's where you come in, because I think you decided to focus on what I will call the very social reunion aspect of conferences.
Absolutely, Jeff. And this is something that I've absolutely enjoyed with Macworld for many years. And, you know, I really even got my podcasting start because of Mike doing interviews at Macworld and other shows. And I really enjoyed that. But then I realized how much more fun it was to see some of these people I've interviewed, then to start to meet members of the community. And we would just hang out, whether it was in hallways during the event or afterwards. It could be at a planned event. Some people would have a specific show, like the Macworld All-Star Band would play, for example, every year. Or it was just an informal gathering that you'd start to see people on Twitter saying, hey, I'm going to hang out at this place. You want to hang out with me? Show up. And you just meet these amazing people. And that became the draw year after year. And I really was devastated when they said that Macworld was going on hiatus. And so I was like complaining, like many people were doing, about what are we going to do? And then I saw an opportunity to do something about that. So as you mentioned before, I decided to get a barbecue going, invited a lot of these people who I've met, and I didn't really know what to expect because I threw this in my backyard. So it was a potential for three or four people to show up. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting people from California, Stephen Allison Sheridan. I started getting people from Canada. I started getting people saying they were going to come from across the pond. And I was like just absolutely stunned. And to what Mike was saying, that's, we had such a great opportunity. Mike and I live relatively close to each other. And let's see what the power of two events held basically at that time on the same day. What can we do? And the turnout was amazing. And I would say the feedback that we've received was absolutely everything we could have wanted and then some. It was a community event. People got to talk to each other. It was a lot of fun. We had good food. And the energy level was so amazing that we knew we had to do this again. I mean, this was not a once and done. It was definitely a, how are we going to do this next year and how are we going to make it better? So Mike, I'm actually going to pass it back to you because I think you've really expanded upon that literally across 2 days this year. And maybe you can talk a little bit about how you're going to break that up.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So what we did this year, last year was a 1 day affair. With both the barbecue and MacStock combined, we went from 8 in the morning until, I don't know, Barry, midnight?
Easily.
12:30, one in the morning. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty hardcore conference.
It was a hardcore day.
Yes.
And what we're doing this year is we're spreading it out over 2 days. We've essentially doubled the number of hours of MacStock itself. The barbecue is going to take, so MacStock is taking place, I guess I haven't mentioned this, MacStock is taking place July 16th and 17th. That's a Saturday and Sunday here in Northern Illinois. It derives its name from the fact that it's in Woodstock, Illinois. So MacStock is being held in Woodstock, and the conference on Saturday runs from 8 a.m., that's check-in. The first speaker takes the stage at 9 a.m. It's going to run all day until 5 p.m. And then we're going to break for the barbecue that evening. And the barbecue is going to be held in the same location as MacStock. So there's no travel. We're going to be able to get out of the conference and go straight into the fun and community of the barbecue.
And this was the big change from last year, where the events were about an hour apart and traffic and construction, of course, in the Chicagoland area did make it a little bit difficult for some people. But, you know, it worked out well. But we saw this was probably the biggest single piece of feedback we received is, can you combine them into one area so we don't have to worry about driving? We don't have to worry about transportation. And Mike and I agreed there's a great space basically right next door to where the conference is that will work perfectly for the barbecue.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And the conference center itself is at a local community college. It's at McHenry County College. And the folks there at the conference center have just been phenomenal with their assistance in making sure that this, pulls off the way that we would like it to. And so that's Saturday. And we're going to wrap up Saturday at the end of the barbecue. If anyone wants to reconvene at any of the many local establishments in any of the communities, whether it's Crystal Lake or Woodstock or, wherever, they're certainly welcome to, and they can shut down the towns that night if they would like. Sunday, we'll reconvene at MCC, the Luke Conference Center, once again. Again, check-in will be at 8. First speaker will take the stage at 9, and we're going to run right until 12:30. Now, that might seem like an odd time to end, but we're actually pushing right up against another group that's coming in at 1, and that's the latest I could push Max Talk on Sunday. Otherwise, I would have even gone a little bit later if I could. But we've pretty much filled up those 2 days. We've got double the number of speakers. We've got double the number of hours. We've brought the barbecue and the conference together into one location. And, we set up locks rooms with local hotels so people won't have to travel far. And we've got nice, easy ways to get in from the airports or from the city, whether it's through Metra, which is the local rail line, or whether it's through taxi services from O'Hare or Midway or Rockford or, wherever you're flying in from. We can get you to MacStock, and that's what we're doing this year. That's the big focus, is to expand and enhance what we did, and just make it all that much better.
Okay, so it sounds like last year went well, and this year is going to be even bigger, and of course I know that you're just like eyeball deep in all of this and paying attention to what the attendees last year were saying. Was there a common theme in why people were coming?
You want to take that, Barry?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, definitely there was a vacuum of that community of let's just hang out. I mean, the fact that it's in Chicago, you could say, okay, we can grab the people who live in the Midwest. Yet I would say usually half our attendees were not in the Chicago area. I mean, they were flying in from all over. Yeah, so O'Hare is a great, easy place to fly into, which does make it easier. But that people did miss that community. And I think there was that excitement of seeing people. We really try to make it accessible. So it's not, it's not 30,000 people at Macworld. It's not going to be one of these, well, I'd love to see so-and-so, but there's going to be their line or they're just not going to hang around. No, everybody participates. And that's the spirit of the show, is it is such a user-driven community spirit event.
And, something that you just touched on there, Barry, the attendee count is obviously much lower than the thousands upon thousands of people who show up at Macworld. Last year, we had about 100 people show up. We're on track to do a little bit more than that this year, but that's all part of letting the conference grow organically and letting it grow naturally so that we can, keep a handle on things as it does experience its growth. But having a less overwhelming, if you will, attendee count, that allows people to feel a lot more connected to everyone who shows up. And that's something I've been saying more and more recently, is that MacStock is a place where you can come and you can connect with the community. And while you may be able to go to Macworld and you may be able to connect with those certain people that you want to have that reunion with, MacStock is a place where you can come and connect with just about everyone who walks through the door. And I think that's a big difference between a small boutique, an independent conference, and something like IDG's Macworld.
All right. We are almost out of time, but I'm so disconnected intentionally from the advertising side of Mac Observer. I have to ask you, are we sponsoring? And I'm asking you because if we are, I just want to disclose that to everyone so that they know. Is Mac Observer sponsoring you in any way?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. We have put together a totally independent show today. Great. And as much as I would love to keep talking, we do need to wrap up because we're out of time. So, Mike, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so very much for having us, Jeff.
Yeah, this is great. And Barry, thank you for being here, too.
Yes, thank you. It was a pleasure.
And listeners, thank you for joining us. And Bushel, thank you for being our sponsor. Check out their website, bushel.com/TDO. Sign up for your free account so you can start keeping a good finger on the pulse of all your devices. And that analogy nearly got away from me. Wow. So that's bushel.com/TDO. Thanks for being here, everyone. We'll see you again tomorrow.